Blog Talk Radio.
To the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, corporate accounting, personal taxes, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in again, and welcome. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome to the show, guys. Have a great show for you this morning. I believe that we'll get a lot out of this show. Now, before we get started, today's weather, we're looking at 61 right now in ATL. We're looking at a high of 64 today, a low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, the same, 64 and 39. Wednesday, 64, partly cloudy and 41 degrees at night. Thursday, 65 and 49 at night. Friday, we're looking at rain and 69 on Friday. Now we're looking at 72 degrees and partly cloudy on Saturday. So Saturday looks like it may be a nice day. Maybe partly cloudy, but it looks like it's going to be a nice day overall. Today's word of the day is jackleg. Jack Jackleg, J-A-C-K-L-E-G. Jackleg is an adjective, and it means, I didn't come up with this word now. Again, Webster sends me a word of the day on a daily basis. And the definition of jackleg is, the first definition is, characterized by unscrupulousness, dishonesty, or lack of professional standards. Lacking skill or training, an amateur. Okay, and the second definition is designed as a temporary expedient, or it's makeshift. Okay, you hear people say all the time that that's a jackleg mechanic, it's a jackleg this, jackleg that. That means usually someone is just coming off the street doing something they're not certified in it, or they hadn't been trained in it, and they don't have the skills or the training for it. They're amateurs, okay? That's jackleg. And you guys can take that and run with it as you please. Now, let's see. Before I get into today's episode, I just want to say a few things. And I don't know if you guys saw the Obama speech last night talking about terrorists and talking about the people who were killed in San Bernardino, California, over the past few days. And, you know, here's what I want to say. People, it's a scary thing when you think of having a, because now is the holiday season. Okay, so, and people have parties, you know, you have office parties and things like that at this time of year. And when I was in the real estate business, you know, in the early that was big in the real estate business. These mortgage companies and banks and stuff, they had these big parties, and they'd invite, you know, real estate attorneys and mortgage companies and other banks, they'd invite all these people to their parties. And it was, I mean, it was big and lavish, all kinds of food and drinks. And we'd go there and we'd eat and we'd have fun. We, everyone's passing out business cards and everyone's laughing and having a great time. And to think that now, at 2015, there'll be someone to walk into that party with automatic weapons and just start blasting and shooting people, killing people. And that was, that's a scary thought nowadays, to be at a party, to be at a holiday party, and then someone comes in and just starts, you know, spreading the room, shooting people. But because the United States of America has this open door policy, we're a free country and anyone can come here and be afforded or have the opportunity for the American dream, that needs to be altered now. This is my opinion now. You guys can say what you want, but I think that now we need to have really, really strict rules as far as people coming into the United States. I think that we need to close the door to foreigners, people, you know, coming into the United States. And it's sad that certain people would make the door close on all people. But the only way that we're going to be safe is to start to rid these people or keep these people out of the country. Okay? Keep these people out of the country. And, you know, there are good people and there are bad people. How do you know who the good people are? How do you know who the bad people are? That's the challenge. And for us to continue to let people into the country and they're bad, then these acts of terrorism are going to continue in our country. So to me, we need to close off the country to foreigners. People that are already here, you're already here. You need to be legalized or whatever, and you're here, okay? But from now on, the door to America needs to be closed and locked, okay? The door to America needs to be closed and locked. I used this scenario this morning when I was talking to someone this morning. I said, now, if you knew, if they came on the TV right now and said that we have a criminal that has broken out of prison and they're in your area, okay? We last spotted them in your area and they're armed and they're dangerous. And we're trying to find them and get them back to prison. Okay, that's and I'm using this is just a hypothetical situation. Then you go to your door and you unlock your doors. The doors to your home is open or they're unlocked. And you have a criminal, armed and dangerous criminal in your neighborhood. But you're going to leave your door unlocked, open. Now you're opening yourself up for this criminal to come into your home and cause harm. Okay? And that's exactly what we have in America. We have our doors unlocked so that criminals of any nationality, any ethnicity to come here and cause harm, come into our house, cause harm. Now, we have a problem, but there's got to be a solution somewhere. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment again on today's subject, okay? But, you know, one thing about these people that killed those people in California is that it was a husband and a wife. The husband was at his office party at work. They only lived a few miles away from his work. And something happened at that party for him to get upset, leave the party, go home, get all his ammo, get all his bulletproof stuff, his body armor, and tell his wife, and she done got her body armor, and she done got herself locked and loaded, and they take off, and they come back to the party and kill people. Now, this guy, he'd been in America all his life, but he went out of the country, met his wife, brought her back to the United States, and she was the actual, you know, radical in the family. She was the one who was connected to ISIS. Okay? She got that in her head to hurt people. And I guess she somehow persuaded him to do the same thing. Now that is a problem. That only happens in America. Y'all know that? That kind of stuff only happens in America. It's sad, but it's true. 818-301-5834 is the number you guys can call. Today's episode is entitled Court Judges at Sporting Events. Did y'all know this? Did y'all know that now, there's not all sporting events, not all venues have this, but some venues have court judges at their sporting events. And what I'm saying by court judges, I'm talking about people that if you commit a crime, you go before the judge and he sentences you to whatever time you need for that crime. Or he fine you and whatever for that crime. Now, I mean, I had never heard of this till I was listening to a show not long ago, a couple of days ago, over the weekend or something. And they said that now they have judges at the arenas. Okay, and what are they for? They're for these rowdy fans that come into the arena drunk, been drinking all day or what have you, and they come into the arena and they get rowdy. One lady said that she was at a football game or something, and there were three fights broke out around her seats. Three fights. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to the game looking for a fight. Okay, now, if someone gets out of hand and you know, you have to fight, then you have to fight. But, I don't go to a game looking for a fight. I guess some people go to the game looking for a fight, looking to fight the opposite fan. Someone, you know, I'm for the Falcons and he's for the Vikings, so he wants to fight me, or I want to fight him, simply because he's not for my team. Then you got people who throw things down on the field, people who step on someone's foot, people who say something to other people that's out of line. People who have to be taken out of the stadium by the police because they're rowdy, because they are unruly. Why can't you just go there and enjoy the game like you're supposed to? I mean, you can boo and cheer or whatever you want to do, but throwing stuff on the field at the players and all this kind of stuff, that's way out of hand. You know, cursing back and forth with your neighbor that's sitting by you because they for the other team and you're not, that's out of hand. Okay, and even people who don't do things like that, people who are in the game and they have to smoke a cigarette. When you're not supposed, you know you're not supposed to be smoking inside the stadium or the dome or wherever you are. You know you're not supposed to be smoking in there, but to sneak somewhere and fire up a cigarette, that's against the rules. So now they have to have in Philadelphia at their stadium, they have a holding cell, which is just like the jail cell, I might as well say. They have a jail cell inside the stadium, and they have a makeshift courtroom set up inside the stadium because they have 15 to 20 people per event who gets into trouble and gets into hard trouble, I call it, for doing something rowdy at the game. And so, you know, the police take you and down and they put you in the holding cell, in the jail cell. And then they come get you an hour or two later and bring you out and stand you in front of a judge. And the judge say, okay, Mr. Williams, you are charged with unruly conduct at this game. I'm going to fine you $200. Can you pay now? No, Judge, I don't have $200. You're drunk, right? No, Judge, I don't have $200. I done spent all my money, Judge. I don't have $200. Okay, we're going to lock you up. Now we're going to take you to the real jail. Put him in handcuffs. Y'all take him to the city jail. Okay, next, you come in front of the judge, and the judge, you know, that's what's happening now. That's what's happening now. They got judges at these stadiums to take care of these people who are rowdy and not good fans. Okay? That's unbelievable to me. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. I mean, some people were saying, reading the article, some people were saying that they'll never bring their kids. This guy brought two of his sons to the game. He said he'll never bring his kids back to the game because of the words that were being said from other fans, the things that they were saying, and how they were saying them. So it's people out there who are just fanatics. You know, I know that the tickets are expensive. I know that, you know, you have you might have a bad team in your city. We have a bad team in Atlanta, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna. I went to the last home game the other Sunday. I went to that home game. We lost the game. Our team had a bad day. Our quarterback was horrible. You know, we scream that kind of stuff. We scream, Matt Ryan, you're horrible. But, you know, we didn't say vulgar. We didn't spit out vulgar language. There were Viking fans that were sitting across from us and up from us wearing Viking jerseys. And every time Minnesota did something, they jump up and holler. And we were like, sit down. Ain't nothing else. Ain't nothing going on. Y'all going to lose. That's all we were saying. That's all in good fun. But when you scream at people and call them out of their names, sit down, you ugly, such and such, such and such. You don't come into my house saying that such and such, such and such. Then people get upset about that. They want to fight. Next thing you know, you're grown people in the hallway of a stadium shoving each other back and forth and exchanging blows. Now you got to go to jail. Now you're going to spend a lot more than just your ticket cost you. Okay? So, I mean, I'm saying this to people out there in the audience who are listening to my show, just saying that if you guys are going to go to the game, if you're going to tailgate before the game, if you're going to drink before the game, if you're going to drink during the game, I mean, please try to control yourselves and not get into trouble. Not get into a shouting match with another fan. I mean, be the bigger person. You have to do this in order not to be in trouble, in order not to go to jail, in order not to spend hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars to get yourself out of these predicaments. Because it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. Okay, and it's not just you. It's going to cost the other person as well. I mean, I can't imagine being at a football game with my kids and getting into a fight with another man. Having the police to drag me out and put me in handcuffs in front of my kids. Probably one of the most embarrassing things that could happen to a father. I don't want to see my kids watching me get dragged out of the stadium by the police. Do you? I mean, that's not good, guys. And I say that to the guys because the guys are usually the ones that get into these skirmishes. You got to let it go. Walk away. Now, sometimes you can't walk away from some people because they want to fight. I mean, sometimes you can't walk away. You know, now if something happens like that, where someone continues to push you, continues to put their hands on you, things like that, now I got to defend myself. And I got to defend myself, and I got to defend my kids. So you got to make that kind of stuff. you got to stand up for yourself at that point. But I'm saying, if a person isn't touching me, you know, then I can walk away. You can say whatever you want to say. You know, words not going to hurt me. But if you put your hands on me, then we got a problem. But if you're just going to spit some words at me and say some foul stuff at me, and I got my kids around, no big deal. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to walk away and head on to my car. But some of you guys can't do that, and I'm telling you, you have to do that in order to save face. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Thanks for tuning in to the show. We'll be back tomorrow. I have a great show for you tomorrow. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Have a great week, guys.
How I do it, oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love too. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, concentrate on you.
Ah, yeah.
Concentrate on you. Yeah. Concentrate on you.
Oh, yeah.
Concentrate on you. Yeah. All I wanna do, yeah. Concentrate on you. When I used to come by and pick you up to take you out, we had a love. pause. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. And that was our love call. And in the distance, I heard you say,